This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Entrepreneur Chet Kanoja is good at making products that threaten the status quo. His former company, Aereo, rented you a kind of digital antenna that would deliver live television to your phone. Broadcasters weren't happy, and Aereo went all the way to the Supreme Court before losing and being put out of commission. Kanoja disappeared and has now reappeared with a new company called Starry. Starry makes two products. One is a Starry station. Think of it like a wireless router with a touchscreen on it that lets you understand your Wi-Fi signal and troubleshoot problems instead of watching the blinky lights go out and having to call your service provider. The other product is Starry Internet. It uses millimeter waves to give you a stronger internet signal in your home. Kanoja came by to talk about his new products as Starry's CEO. Chet, thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you?
High frequency millimeter wave technology. Help me.
What on earth is
help
that?
Me.
Right? If you think about spectrum, you know, there are different properties at different frequencies. Above microwave is millimeter wave.
Millimeter wave, it's not being used right now, or it's not being used in this way?
It's not being used in this way. They are used. They've been typically used for point-to-point communication, so between cell towers or cell base stations.
You've got a piece of the technology that's outside. You've also got a piece that's inside, right?
Yes. So the architecture is, you want to sort of think about it as a set of small, very compact base stations that are distributed throughout the city.
Okay.
And they blanket the city with coverage of this spectrum.
And are you setting these up, your
yes.
company?
Think of it as our network build out. And then the consumer has a device in their home. One of the problems with these millimeter waves, they're great at carrying lots and lots of data, but they are terrible at going inside your house. So we have a transceiver, a little soda can like cylinder.
Okay.
That actually sits either in your window or you can mount it on your outside wall. And that allows you to bring the signal inside, and it's then distributed inside the house as a Wi-Fi signal through our Wi-Fi base station.
Right. So tell me about that Starry station.
As we were looking at and saying, okay, what's going on today is most people struggle with their Wi-Fi at home. So we said, why don't we create a new device that is a smart Wi-Fi station?
What are the barriers to success for you? I mean, how does someone like you come away from the Aereo decision and rebuild?
So Aereo, the risks were understood. And I think in postmortem, we all agreed where things were under our control, we executed beautifully. So you take a step back and say, okay, so what have you demonstrated? You can collect a team of people that can do something big under the hardest set of circumstances. You can build a product that consumers like. So that's all net positive. You lost a bunch of money. That's obviously a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody sort of felt, whether you liked the answer or not, the way the answer was accomplished was just incorrect.
You still believe that?
I absolutely believe that, yeah. They definitely got it wrong.
Do you think this idea is as big and there's as much of a hunger for it as your last company?
Starry Internet? Yeah. I think probably greater. And I think globally it's a really overall just a massive market.
Chet Kanoja is the founder and CEO of Starry. Chet, thank you for coming in and talking with us.
My pleasure.
By the way, I've been using a Starry station in my house for the last month or so. I wrote up a little review, which you can find at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.